Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Your Destiny, Your Best broadcast, hosted by Minister Arnetha Thomas. We are here this afternoon to present to you another, actually, what we're going to talk about today. It's a result of our lesson last week. Our lesson last week titled, In Times of Trouble, Don't Lose Hope. And again, this was four of about five or six series of lessons that are coming out of our foundational scripture, which is Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah 39. And in our lesson from last week, as we were talking about in times of trouble and not to lose hope, the question that came up, or let's say it's a question that many believers believe, is that we don't question God. And in the lesson, we talked about questioning God. Therefore, what I was led to was to bring a lesson today that focuses on questioning God. And the scriptures for this lesson comes out of, we're going to use several scriptures that we will identify, but the primary scriptures are Habakkuk, first chapter to the fourth verses. Then we've taken a look at Psalms, which is 10th chapter, first through the 18th verses. And we talked about lament, which is a form of prayer. And what we had said about lament is turning to God. When we are at despair or some kind of frustrations because of what's going on, and we have questions and we want to know why, then we turn to God humbly and in honesty. We boldly ask for help during this prayer time. During this prayer time, we identify our pain and whatever questions that we have, because we want an understanding. And then we trust God. We trust God in his steadfast love. So those were some of the things that we talked about last week. And we're going to continue. This is our primary focus. Next week, we expect to come back with another series as we deal in our foundational scripture, Isaiah 39. But today, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to get through pain and suffering, especially with the times that we're living in and situations and challenges that we're facing as a individually, as a family, as a community, as a country, and even when we look about those things that are happening internationally. Let's go in prayer. Heavenly Father, we continue to thank you for your goodness and your mercy and allowing us to broadcast today. We thank you, O God. Holy Spirit, you go with us as we deliver your word. Our desire is to deliver your word in truth, deliver your word in power, deliver your word in love and in compassion. So we thank you. We praise you, O God. And our desire is that someone is helped today. And even as I teach the word, I'm helping my. So we give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Okay, so we gave an introduction. we're just going to get right into it. And what we're going to do, we're going to give about 3 or 4 examples of believers, prophets, the king of Israel, and then most of all, the last witness we're going to give, we're going to talk about Jesus and how he lament on the cross. In one sentence, it shows that power. Let's get into it then. Habakkuk, out of my Faith Bible Institute study, one of the things that I've learned when we talk about Habakkuk, he's known as the doubting Thomas of the Old Testament. And it's because of the signs, the cries, and the whys as uttered by the doubting Thomas. It's a book of deepest doubt. His doubt centered around two problems. And we see these problems when we take a look in the Bible. We're reading from the New James, King James Version, and we're looking at Habakkuk, reading from Habakkuk. And this is what it says. This is the first verse. Actually, this is the second verse. O Lord, how long shall I cry and you will not hear me? Even cry out to you violence and you will not save. Why do you show me iniquity and cause me to see trouble? For plundering and violence are before me. So this is the prophet himself. He's burdened down, and he's crying out to God, show me, show me. And as we continue to read the scripture, you're going to find out how he became, how his frustration and everything was brought under a satisfaction of knowing that God got this. God has a purpose in mind for all of this, because his desire is that we're saved and not lost. And he needed the Israelites to come to an understanding that he's God and that he loves them, but he requires obedience. So that's Habakkuk. And another thing we need to note before we move forward is that God didn't strike him down for asking why. He responded. And if you read Habakkuk, you will see. So I challenge all of us, read Habakkuk and see how God responded to what he had to say. And matter of fact, let's take a look at Psalm 10. 1-8. And this song is King David, as he has a difficult time. It says, and the title of this song is Of Guidance, a song of guidance and God's triumph over evil. Now, this is what David said. He says, why do you stand afar off, O Lord? Why do you hide in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor. Let them be caught in the plot which they have devised. Okay? But he's asking God, why? But you see the title of his song. It says, A Song of Confidence in God's triumph over evil. So we have to read the song to see where David gets to that part. But matter of fact, I'm going to read the last few verses. Now, this is how David starts off. But guess what? He says, the Lord is king forever and ever. The nations have perished out of his land. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear, to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may oppress no more. So that's triumph over evil. That's another example. Let's look at Jeremiah. We have plenty of examples. I'm not doing all of the examples, but just to give us some idea that we can, when we talk to God, we can ask him. We can question God. It's okay. He doesn't mind. Now, we talked about, let's look at Jeremiah now. Let's see what Jeremiah has to say in reference to his crying out. Okay, Jeremiah, almost have it. Jeremiah. And to give us an understanding of Jeremiah here, it says that, and this is from the New King James Version. It says, Jeremiah, perhaps more vividly than any other book of the Bible, it says the book of Jeremiah reveals the inner struggles of a prophet of God. And that's in confessions such as those in chapter 15, verses 10 through 21, then chapter 20, verses 7 through 18. Jeremiah relates his inner turmoil concerning his call to a prophetic ministry, okay? Indeed, he was anguished over the message of judgment upon people and the coming destruction of the land. Was at that time, it was overwhelming. Now, despite his anguish, he fulfilled his ministry. He fulfilled the message that God gave him for the people. So that's in Jeremiah. And because it says that he was perhaps more vividly had the inner turmoil, because of his assignment, he was still faithful to God, and he did what God had commanded him to do. And as a result, we have the book of Lamentations. We talk about Lament, but there is the book of Lamentations, and it follows right after Jeremiah. And Jeremiah has been given the credit for writing this book. And what this book, Lamentations, reveals, it reveals a broken heart of the prophet Nehemiah. He expresses his grief over the national tragedy that happened right before his eyes. This is not something somebody had to tell him or he read about, but he lived through it. This unfolded right before his eyes. What he saw was Jerusalem, the city of God, had fallen to the Babylonians. Okay? And this was prophesied in Isaiah that this was going to happen. Because again, we had talked about, and I think lesson number 3 about King Hezekiah, he was the 13th king at that time of Judea. And he made such a foolish mistake in showing all that he had, all of his treasures, all of his weapons to the Assyrians. Okay? Not the Assyrians. He showed it to the convoy that came from Babylon. All right? So let's continue. So all of this, right before his eyes, Jerusalem, the city of God, it fell to the Babylonians. Jeremiah's sorrow and tears were not for his own personal loss, but it was over the sinfulness of the Israelites. But guess what? Even in the time of suffering, there was hope. The Lord would not allow or bring on discipline as a consequence forever to his people of Judea. Then the word says he would eventually restore those who waited on him. Now let me tell you which one that really grabs me the most. This is our fourth witness here. And this comes out of Matthew 27th chapter, and let's see, the 46th verse. But I'm only going to read the last line of the 46th verse. And now this is about, this one here is Jesus himself, right? Jesus is hanging on the cross. He's hanging on the cross for our sins. And he, in agony, in pain, he cried out in a loud voice. And this is what he said. He said, I'm reading it, the English of what he said. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus hanging on the cross, and he's crying out to his Father, our Father. He's crying out to him, agony and pain, and no other help he knew. He knew it was only temporarily because he died with a purpose, and he fulfilled his purpose, but he cried out in a question to God, my God, my God. Why have you forsaken me? And that's the story, y'all. If Jesus can question the Father, he was in humility. He fulfilled the task before him as the Savior of the world. We can cry out to God too. We can ask God questions too. What was just said with all of the witnesses and the testimonies of those who cried out to God because of they needed an understanding. They were going through and needed to know why. And all of them received an answer, a response from God. He didn't cast anybody away from him, because when they went before the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings asking questions again, we said when we go before God, we want to go before him humbly. We want to be honest. You know, we want to boldly ask for what we need. We want to identify our pain and our questions. And then we have to, we have to trust God's steadfast love for us. So when we're going through, and I was reading something, and it said, let's turn our complaint into a prayer. And we pray to the one who has all power in his hand, and that's nobody but the Almighty God. I found something else that I was looking through some information, and here are some tips here that we might want to write our own layman prayer. We may have stuff going on in our lives, right? And we need some answers too. We need some help to get through what we're going through. And therefore, we can write our own prayer, our layman prayer. And here are some tips. And probably I'm going to give you the tips, but what I'm thinking is I'll probably post it on Facebook too, or post it somewhere, or maybe you send me a email or something, and I can respond back to you. But this is what was suggested. It's an exercise in prayer for the hard moments in your life. Also share the website that I got it from. I don't have it in front of me now, but I can also share that later. But what it is saying to us, find a quiet place. So when you go into, when you take the time, or we take the time to write our own prayer of layman, right? It says we're to find a quiet place with God. We're away from distraction. It says being alone with him is necessary for this kind of prayer. Then it says, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. We ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. And when we do that, it will lead us into a prayer, a layman, right? Where we will open up our heart to God. So we got to open up our heart to God. It says, be in God's presence. Many times it says we are in such a hurry, but a prayer, a layman takes time. We spend in God's presence. And when we do that, we give ourselves over to God. This is our time with God to open up our heart. It says, write down the through circumstances in your life, whatever the difficulties is, whatever the challenges are, whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're facing right now that's causing pain, causing grief. These are what we call the through circumstances. Then it says, offer these things to God as a sacrifice. Don't ask for anything when we're offering these things here to God. Now, it says here, don't ask for anything, but we want to offer God the hard things as sacrifice. Then it says, we want to worship God. By completing the phrase, it has a statement here, Through these things have happened, yet. Okay? So we want to worship God. And there's a phrase here. I'm going to have to post this for understanding. But what we want to do, we want to bless God. We want to praise God. And in spite of the difficult things that we're going, we want to bless and we want to praise God in spite of the challenges that we're facing, be it within ourselves, be it in relationships with others, our children, our jobs, not enough, frustration over what we see that's happening in government, problems with the lives of Black men, boys, people of color, lives being taken by the police. And we thank God for the upward path to correct that. So there's a lot going on. There's so much going on. And what not a perfect time to go before God with everything that we see that's happening. Then there are things happening that we're not aware of. So we have to continually to pray. Even with the restrictions have been lifted for the most part on the coronavirus, we still have to pray. Now, more time is devoted to focus more on how detrimental it has impacted many of our youth. The side effects causing heart conditions. We can't get lax just because we have some good vaccinations, but there's still more research and more has to be done. Okay? We can't even take our freedom in America for granted because there's the enemy that's working against us. There's so much to pray for. And this lesson today hopefully inspires us as well as give us a way of escape. Not that we're going to escape our troubles, but we will learn how to go through our troubles. We will learn how to trust God more. We will learn how to depend on God for what we need. And he could do things so much better than we can and above our imagination. So we thank you for this lesson. We're going to close out in prayer. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to have presented this lesson today. And we're hoping that this lesson is a blessing to all those who hear it. And we thank you that they share this message with others. So we give you, you alone, nobody but you, oh God, all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory in your son Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So with that, thanks for listening today. Thanks for sharing this message with others. Be blessed, and we look forward again to next Wednesday, same time, same channel. Your destiny, your best. Be blessed. Bye-bye.